This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill have resumed the process of certifying President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory hours after an angry mob of President Trump's supporters stormed the building, forcing members to be rushed from the Capitol. Hundreds of protesters, stirred up by a rally in which President Trump urged them to march on the Congress, stormed into the building Wednesday afternoon, smashing windows, taking over offices, and clashing with police. One woman was shot and killed in the melee. Police later cleared the building, and Vice President Mike Pence said violence did not win, democracy did.
We condemn the violence that took place here in the strongest possible terms. We grieve the loss of life.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that the United States Senate would not be intimidated.
We will not be kept out of this chamber by thugs, mobs, or threats.
The incident sparked bipartisan outrage, with many lawmakers blaming President Trump for the violence. Multiple Republican senators reversed course and now say that they won't object to congressional certification of President-elect Joe Biden's victory. President-elect Joe Biden has condemned the protesters' storming of the Capitol, calling it an unprecedented assault on American democracy. Speaking from Wilmington, Delaware, Biden called the action an assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doing of the people's business.
The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America, do not represent who we are.
Biden is set to be inaugurated as the 46th president on January 20th. This is VOA News.